You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, I've told you that during these NBA postseason, I've wanted to watch the Nuggets, but I don't have cable or satellite anymore, and I put off for a while my YouTube TV where I get the local channels.
Yeah.
Until football season starts again. And I tried one more time to hook up the old powered antenna thing to my TV just to see if I could get some, you know, HD TV signals.
Okay.
I live out in the boonies. I can't get anything.
Wrapping it in foil and...
Yeah, so I have not been able to watch a game. And finally, I was saying something about it yesterday to Gretchen. I said, man, I really want to watch this game because I think they're going to win it tonight. I mean, my whole prediction was that the Nuggets would win in five. This is game five. I want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, you know what we could do? She says, your YouTube TV subscription is based on your email address. She goes, let me go on at my address and do you get a 5-day, you know, like free.
Yeah, a little trial.
Trial run. Mm-hmm. She goes, I'll set it up under my account. And it took a little while, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Finally set it up, and boom, it worked. So I finally got to see a game.
Yeah, and the worst one of the series, too. I mean,
it was so bad.
So sloppy and so bad and so horrible. But you got to see them win it. I mean, that's what it boils down to. They got the W, but
yeah,
a lot of texts flying back and forth. And I think at one point, Nicole said, like, Dom is bad luck. Make him turn it off because they were really sucking it up for a while.
Mm-hmm. And I just so happened at that time to send you that same text.
Yeah.
Say, maybe
yeah.
I should stop
maybe
watching.
Maybe I should stop. And like, yeah, maybe. But either way, man, insanity in my house last night. I had there was screaming and a hooting and a hollering and a lot of excitement. Reed is just on cloud nine. I mean, he's just the biggest basketball fan right now. And they were so excited. And it's really so good for the city, isn't it?
It is.
It's so great.
You know,
great.
It is. And let's talk about the big celebration that is coming up on Thursday. A parade and a bunch of speechifying, as I like to say, that'll be going on. But the parade starts at Union Station, correct?
Union Station. Then it goes like down 17 blocks on Wincoop or something like that.
It goes down.
I'd have
down
to pull
17th
the map
Street.
Up. Is it 17th
so it
Street?
Does. It goes starts at
it's
Union
17
Station.
Blocks
like all
on 17th.
Like all the parades, it'll start at Union Station, go down 17th, then hang a ride on Broadway, go down to Civic Center Park, and that's where they have the big party with 8 billion people.
Yeah, it's the same route that the Avs took. So if you went down there to see the Avs championship
and the Broncos,
parade,
I think.
And the Broncos. And, of course, you got to go online because there's a list of things you cannot bring to the parade, including chairs I saw. They're not even going to let people sit
that.
Down. But, like, you know, umbrellas and alcohol and drones and air horns and animals. The list
drones.
Is long. Skateboards.
Wow.
They end up down there at Civic Center Park, and they're going to have, the Kroenke Boys will be down there, the mayor, the Nuggets players, the dancers, something called the Sizzlin' Seniors, Dom, that might pique your interest,
and the
Drumline, the Hype Squad, yada, yada, yada.
And Rocky! So.
And Rocky will be there!
Rocky the mascot.
It'll be a hell of a time. Be really good. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say? I know we're going to talk about it a little bit more in trending. I got some audio I want to play. I want to talk about how Joker is like the most humble dude ever.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Let's just say it.
He's
a class act. The most refreshing professional athlete to come along in I don't know how long.
He just kind of stayed back. He hung with his family. He carried his daughter around the whole time. Nick Knack was telling me before I left for work today, the thing that impressed her the most is, you know, after they won the game and all the players were out on the court celebrating, he walked over and was like shaking hands and hugging the Heat players. And
right.
Just telling them, you know, thanks for a good game.
And the very first interview they did with him after the game, and they're asking him about his performance and his team, he spent the first minute thanking the Miami Heat and talking about what a great team they are. It's like he's the biggest class act that sports has seen in years.
Yeah, what a good guy, huh?
And we really should celebrate that a guy who was second round, the 41st pick in an NBA draft, I mean, way down the list, and just his whole story, when you read his story about his rookie year and all this other stuff about him, you know, from his playing time to his kind of little peccadillos, like he was drinking 3 liters of Coca-Cola a day, which I read something about recently. And he stopped all that and just decided to get himself into shape. And
yeah, I have what Kroenke called him here. I think this is it.
And I think he's been described as a chubby teenager.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. He was.
What a hell of a player.
A lot of people questioned the pick by the Nuggets.
Yeah.
And
paid off.
Let's just say I am so glad that somebody of his ilk has become not only an MVP, but now a world champion. Because, you know, I've told you 1,000 times, I like sports, but I don't like the athletes.
Well, yeah, it's obvious. You hear the stories over and over.
That's been my thing for years with all professional sports. It's like, I love watching the games. Yeah. I really can't stand the professional athletes. I think a lot of them are jerks. And to watch Jokic just be such a humble, courteous, good guy.
It's really darn cool.
And I think you might agree with me on this. That is what has sucked in a lot of people who were not basketball fans or who were not Nuggets fans or something like that, is we've got a team that seems like it's filled with a lot of nice guys. I mean, watching that interview with Jamal Murray after the game
last
night.
Tears in his eyes.
Tears coming down his face.
Yep.
And all the, you know, hardships that he went through.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched an interview with Aaron Gordon before the game, and he sounded like a complete... We've got a bunch of good guys on this team.
A lot of class acts, man. Yeah.
And so it's just refreshing. And I know we have a lot of people right now whose eyes are rolling because they don't watch sports and they don't watch the Nuggets. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, well, I was in that camp for, you know, a lot. This sparked my interest this whole run. But I was going to say, you know, these are guys that I don't mind my son putting posters up on his wall.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, I don't mind it because they're good guys, good role models.
I usually don't even like that term role model. I can't stand it. But, and especially with a lot of professional athletes, because they are far from being role models. But Jokic?
Role model, man.
That's a role model for any young person, male, female, whatever, in your household.
Good way to carry yourself.
Good role model and I'm happy for him, and all of those shots of him carrying around his daughter.
It's the sweetest thing, isn't it? Putting the little hat on her.
Yeah.
And side note, isn't that the most well-behaved kid on the planet?
No kidding.
That kid just didn't cry, didn't make a peep, just was soaking it all in. What a good kid.
Is she like 2 or something?
Probably
like
right around there. I mean, that she just was.
Yeah. She was like the MVP. She was the MVP of children last night.